ladies, welcome to a new episode of our podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about why a divorce or a breakup is the best time for you to design the life that you want. I know, initially, the first time you hear this, you go like, absolutely not. Breakup is a time of pain and struggle, and nothing good could come out of this excruciatingly painful experience. I know, that's exactly how I used to think about the experience, and that was exactly my feelings before I had the courage to say enough and to just allow things to, you know, take a new turn and for myself to have a new beginning. And the reason why I'm saying is that the breakup or divorce is the best time for you to start creating from a conscious place, from a deliberate place, rather than just going with whatever life throws at you, is that usually, when we are in a relationship, we are just going with the familiarity of what is, right? So we are engaged in the relationship, the things that we do together, the experiences that we have together, and life is just happening, you know. And we continue to go even when. So many times, deep inside, we know that something is missing, something is wrong. We don't take the time to attend to that feeling or to start investigating why are we having those kinds of, you know, sensations. But why? Because, again, because the law from familiarity, we got used to the experience that we're living, to the person being in our lives. And even if that relationship or that experience could be painful, but at least we know this kind of pain. Your body is wired to keep you contained within the boundaries of what you know. Your body doesn't want you to explore the unknown because there is no control over what could happen, which means to your body, less chances of survival because your body and your mind are designed to make you live as long as possible, survive, right? And so when we are in a relationship, we don't, and things are just going, you know, even though we might be struggling or we might not be happy with the relationship, but we don't make a decision to leave or to do something about it because we are afraid of the unknown. And we don't even want to look at this feeling. We just keep pushing it away, right? And what happens when a breakup happens or a divorce happens is that all of this just goes away. Your fears and your insecurities become real. You were afraid to leave. You're afraid to have the breakup or the divorce, even though things were not as good as you wanted them to be, but at least they were just there. So now you're faced with the unknown and you're afraid. But let me tell you, deep within, if you just sit still enough for yourself to go beyond all of the distractions that keep us engaged in our daily lives, attending to the things that we do, the places that we need to go to, and the people that we need to engage with. And we just sit still enough to listen to the feeling that's within us, you will realize that is exactly what you wanted. That's exactly what you wanted and what you needed. Because in the absence of what you don't want, now you have a chance to reflect back and to say, okay, what do I learn from this experience? If that person demonstrated the things that I did not want in a relationship, what do I want? If this is how I used to act and behave in that relationship and that's what I didn't want, what do I want? How do I want to act? How do I want to feel in a relationship? How do I want to move about life and to grow together with that partner? What kind of characteristics? What does that person look like? And so from that place of pain, rather than dwelling upon the pain and what you don't want, and then fighting against the truth that's within you that really did not want that relationship, or at least several aspects of it. And instead of just fighting and pushing against that, when you are sit still and you embrace that feeling, you accept it, you quit to push against it, now you have the peace that you've been looking for. You have the clarity that is better than anything that I've ever experienced in my life, peace and clarity. You know what you don't want, and therefore you have a better idea of what you want. And from that place of clarity, things become less dramatic. They become less painful. You become less attached to what was, or the experience, or giving different meanings or not very helpful meanings to that experience, i.e. meaning thinking of yourself or as a failure because you had an experience or relationship that did not work. You step outside all of these unhelpful patterns of thought, feelings, and actions, and you start to have a fresh look, an objective look on the situation. And then from there, from that fresh place, from that clear place, you are able to make a new decision. You're going to have new thoughts. You're going to feel differently, and you're going to do things differently. And therefore, you're going to create new experiences, and things will start to go and flow the way that you really wanted them to go, right? Now, that being said, it does not help you to regret or to blame yourself or the other person for what was, or the experience, or the failure, or the relationship not working. That is extremely not a helpful place to be in, because when you blame or perceive that experience as a failure, you are robbing yourself away from the advantages of having that experience, and that is the clarity that you have right now. If you did not have that person in your life, and if you did not go through this relationship, most likely you wouldn't have known what you really wanted. Yes, because so many times we start to realize what we want only when we experience what we don't want. So this idea of contrast is amazing, because it brings the clarity to our hearts and to our minds, and therefore you are able to move in the direction that you really wanted, right? So from that place, you embrace the clarity, you embrace experience, and you embrace whatever came with it, without the need to blame someone for what was. And so my invitation to you really today is to look at your breakup and divorce through the eyes of, okay, what if this experience is the best thing that ever happened to me in my life? And I could tell you from my own experience, that's exactly how I feel about mine. I look back and I want to change absolutely nothing, zero. I embrace it all. I'm very content and appreciative for every single moment of it, because if that did not happen, I wouldn't have been here in this place knowing exactly what I want and having this beautiful and amazing sense of clarity and the peace that I experience on a daily basis. So my invitation to you again today is for you to look at your breakup and divorce or divorce and then ask yourself this question. What if that experience was the best thing that ever happened in my life? What if that was the door through which I could find my true worth? I could find who I truly am. What do I truly want? What kind of relationship do I want in my life? What kind of person do I want to partner with? What if that was the door through which all the joy and the peace and the resonance and the beauty that I ever dreamt of is going to come? And allow whatever thoughts and feelings to come, and then you can start writing. You can start writing about who you think you are. What do you want with your life? What do you want to do? What kind of relationship that you want to have? What kind of person do you want to be with? Just write without filtering, and then you can come back later to that. Remember, we are keeping a note because all the time I'm doing my best to guide you through exercises that are going to give you clarity. And I keep talking about clarity and honesty so many times in so many episodes of this podcast, because I feel like clarity and honesty are the pillars or the first steps that would take you to making new and better decisions. So without the clarity and without the honesty and clarity, you would not get to where you want to go, because you would have absolutely no idea about the direction that you want to go to. And so please take the time to do the exercise, and I would appreciate it if you can share this episode with someone you feel like really needs to hear this. And of course, be more than happy for you to tag me. Live your life with so much joy and peace, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.